Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Hi, welcome to the On The Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Thank you, Lord, for another day of being here and chance to get with all of you. Guys, we are now at 9,167 listeners strong, and I don't know, like I say, where you're coming from, but I thank you. Thank you very much. And I definitely want to say that yesterday we had a wonderful segment on the panel. Was very interesting. Today is part two of that segment, but before we get started, after I give out the shout-outs, Monster Miles is going to be leading you off tonight with his wonderful sports segment, and we will get back to it in just a little bit. So, without further ado, let me start with this. I just came back from having what I would call a very adventurous supermarket trip with my children, and by the end of that shopping experience, things got really crazy, okay, from one thing to the next. But I do want to take the time out to thank a wonderful cab driver that helped me get here on time to be able to, you know, get my groceries to the house and get back to the studio. So, Thomas, if you're out there listening, thank you very much for everything that you did, for helping me and my children get through and for getting me here on time and safely. Okay, so thank you, Thomas, and I will be seeing you soon for other services with the cab that's not the supermarket, okay? Anyway, getting back to our sponsors for tonight, to Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 Kiss FM Radio in New York, now with iSoulRadio.com. You can hear him spin his magic on Sunday nights from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and he is also the CEO of Track One Entertainment. And as I tell you guys all the time, he is one of the people that sponsor those great R&B events, those wonderful music events at the greatest of venues in New York City. When you buy a ticket, you're never disappointed. So, you know, look up now. He is currently with Black Ivory and Soul Generation, which will be performing at an event coming up on Wednesday, August 21st. At the Brooklyn Terrace. And guys, this place is absolutely fabulous and it's magical. So you guys, hit them up for a ticket because they're selling fast. And try to be a part of this event because you won't be sorry. I promise you that. Now moving on to the affiliates of that guy is my two divas, Marcia Morgan and Stephanie Hammond-Tillette of Simply Sensational Inc. Entertainment, who also joins in with Barry to form these events. So they're actually part of this event that's coming up on August 21st. See either one of them on Facebook, and you can get a ticket from them and, you know, bring your friends, have some fun, and you will not regret it. It'll be something you talk about for the rest of your life. Tonight's topic is going to be hot, y'all. We're going to be speaking about how parents being managers for their children who want to become stars, should that be a good thing or a bad thing, and when it becomes a point that the parents are more excited about getting the career done than the child themselves. What are the outcomes to that? And I want to hear from all of you that are out there. Okay, so the number to call in today is 347-327-9967. So without further ado, we're going to be headed out to break, okay? And when we come back, the next voice you're going to hear is going to be that of Monster Mouth. Now, I do have a little bit of a different treat for you tonight. We're going to go back with a classic from that marvelous group, Sky. I'll tell you why when we get back. So until then, here's Sky with Call Me. And we'll be back with Monster Mouth.
Talking to your bed.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Yo, what's good, folks? You know who this is, your boy Monster Miles. You know how I do it for real now. So, I'm supposed to be talking about all these lovely sports going on right now. But at the same time, I could care less about Mr. LeBron James that I have to talk about real quick because he's talking about he's sick of being the spotlight. I understand that, like, anybody is sick of being in the spotlight. But yet, when you put yourself in the spotlight the way he did, you're going to be in it regardless. So why would you say you hate being in it and not take it back? Or you're supposed to be the number one NBA player. You made that 15 or 30-second video talking about, yeah, I'm the best, yada, yada, yada. You won two championships in a row. You won two MVP for it. It's annoying. LeBron, go sit down. Stay your butt in the spotlight all you want, regardless if you want it or not. It's going to happen for you because you're a bum. And you put yourself there since you first started from in the NBA and you jumped onto the Heat. Just for the simple fact, you had Wade and Bosch with you. Wade, I'll always show respect to. Mrs. Bosch, on the other hand, doesn't get any respect. And neither do you. Just for the simple fact, you said that, and you should get slapped for it. Not by me, because I could get sued. I have nothing to take anyway, so. Now, off of LeBron James, and let's talk about A-Rod's situation right now. Okay, so 13 players, including A-Rod, get banned from MLB. But yet, 12 of them accepted the 50-game ban. So they wouldn't be put on blast or anything, so they decide to take it. A-Rod is dumb behind, decides to try to fight it since he got 200 games. Since he's going to miss the rest of this season, he wouldn't miss the rest of this season and all of next season. But he's dumb. Why would you do that? And you're risking your career in baseball just for a silly 200-game ban. You should have done what you did. Yes, I understand Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens got away with it. But yet, for the simple fact, other details were put in court for them. There was a whole bunch of dirt thrown at them that they've done in the past. So you're going to go through the same exact thing. Will you overcome it? Will you win the case like they did? Honestly, in my opinion, not really. It's not really a chance to me. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm a Yankee fan till I die. But at the same time, A-Rod's doing something really stupid. And Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens were just smarter about it than A-Rod is. And for the simple fact, A-Rod played in the game last night and lost, and Yankees lost against the White Sox, and still did bad at bat. Okay, so A-Rod, you wanted to play last night, and yet you did horrible last night. So you should have just stayed home. Don't do it to yourself anymore. You've already done a lot. You're an embarrassment to the baseball in general right now. You're an embarrassment for the Yankees. As messed up as that is to say, I'm just saying facts for y'all. He's an embarrassment. He should have been like the other 12 baseball players. Take that 50-game ban. Call it a day. Would it have been in the news as much as it is right now? Yes, they got in trouble for it. But yet, it's not as big as A-Rod's case right now. Only him. I swear. All these rich people, y'all lose your mind. You got A-Rod for baseball. You got LeBron James in basketball. You got Aaron Hernandez for football. Seriously, all you athletes need to get your acts together. Like I said, all y'all should get slapped. I know y'all could beat my behind in less than 2 seconds, I'm pretty sure, especially Hernandez. He would take me out in less than a second. Not trying it. I'd have to hire people to take him. But y'all losing your minds with this money. Don't do drugs. That is the key word for you, A-Rod. I don't care if you did it or you didn't. You got caught. Get over it. Live up to your mistake. It's like you cheating on Cameron Diaz. Come on now. You're going to get caught regardless. The MLB organization is way smarter than players individual. And especially you, apparently, just for the simple fact, you feel you're invincible when you're not. A-Rod, good luck to you. I will always be a Yankee fan. I don't know about a fan for you as of yet. You're probably losing people's respect, but hey, you still got the money, right? That's all that counts to you. Now, preseason football starts this Saturday. People do not understand how happy I am that it's finally starting. To me, that is the best in true sport in history.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say, yes, basketball is a good sport. I understand that. But football is just so much going on the field, and it's like you just want to be all part of it. Football, more fights break out than in basketball.
That's hockey.
Katie's talking about it's not a good thing, but who doesn't enjoy watching people fight? And they still get paid.
I only enjoy the football as well.
Yeah. Maybe that's a good idea. LeBron should join the football team. Can someone go to the Heat and tell him to join the Dolphins? Maybe they'll get a little bit better, and then he can flop all he wants on the football field. Please? He's an embarrassment to basketball. Matter of fact, he's an embarrassment to basketball from all generations. And I'm going back to Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird. We're going back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s, folks. He's an embarrassment to everything right now. But the only preseason game I've been looking forward to was the Steelers and Giants. For all you Steelers fans, yes, we know you got 6 rings. Y'all can rub that in our face all you want. 6 rings, magic number. Who cares? Did y'all make it to the Super Bowl last year? No. Did y'all even make it to the playoffs last year? I highly doubt it. And did any of your players at least reach 1,000 yards last season? Nope. Y'all got close, but nope, not at all. And Big Ben got sacked, what, 30 times last season? Y'all are pathetic. I don't care for the Steelers. Don't get me wrong. I will respect them just because of the coach. He's a great coach. I can't lie and say he's not. And that is a good team. But when any team that goes against my Giants, I don't care for. The Eagles could go kick rocks. The Dallas Cowgirls could go jump off a plane. I don't care. The Redskins, RG3, go to your mistress that you were texting during your wedding. Or on your wedding day. You're probably going to get another torn ACL just because your wife found out and you're going to beat you to death. Like I said, only in football, man. I love it. But like I said before, Pittsburgh will be staying at 6 rings for the next 3-4 years. I bet you. They're not going back to the Super Bowl. Matter of fact, they lost the last Super Bowl. They went against the Packers. And then everybody jumped on the bandwagon for. Matter of fact, the only reason why they picked it up for that Super Bowl is because that's when Wiz Khalifa came out with Black and Yellow. And once Steelers were in it, that's why people jumped on that bandwagon, just for the simple fact of that daggone song. This should teach you Steeler fans, don't hop on a bandwagon just because of a song. Y'all lost, get over it. Y'all lost last season, get over it. Yes, you beat the Giants last season. I'm not gonna lie, we got our butts handed to us. But we will see, come Saturday, who will be on top. And like I said, none of your receivers reached 1,000 yards. When that happens, call me. Matter of fact, I will put my, if Steelers win, I will put my personal phone number or email, and y'all could talk all that trash to me all you want. And I will say Steelers is a better team than the Giants on the air next week if they win against the Giants. I highly doubt it because we have a better quarterback than you guys do. We have better wide receivers, and we got a better running back right now than y'all do. As for the Jets, I don't even know what's going on with y'all right now. During the scrimmage, y'all did horrible. Geno Smith actually did much better than Sanchez. Sanchez got booed out of college. How do you get booed? Sanchez, that proves you're trash. Start Geno Smith. Even though I don't care about the Jets. But start the better quarterback. Yes, he's a rookie. But he's doing better than a 5-year quarterback right now. It looks like y'all need to trade Sanchez or something. Rex Ryan, stop trying to hype it up for Sanchez. Yes, he's a good player. I think he's better than so-and-so. No, he's not. Sanchez throws more picks than anyone. Matter of fact, he throws more picks than I've seen little kid pick their nose. And that's saying a lot. Jets organization, y'all need to step it up, get it together, and learn how to choose a better team. And letting Revis go was a big mistake because who knows how defense is turning out right now. Probably horrible. Y'all suck. I'm sorry to say, Jets suck. Well, the NBA schedules were released earlier this week. Well, it's just Wednesday, so like 2 days ago. I looked at the Knicks schedule. I looked at some of them. It's not as bad as I expected. But at the same time, we got to play the Spurs. I know they lost the finals and everything, but the Knicks against the Spurs is not going to be pretty. I'm sorry to say that. I'm a true Knicks fan. I'd love to see that game. If they win, I'm proud of them. If they lose, I won't be surprised. It's hard to say. Like I said, I'm a diehard Knicks fan because of my grandfather. Katie's giving me that deathly stare right now. I don't even have to look at her. I just feel the heat. My heat vision right now in here. But the Spurs have a mission right now. And that's to prove they are better than what they played in the finals. Also, we got Chicago. Okay, yes, Derrick Rose is back. He has a mission to prove to us, and he's going to prove it. I don't care what people say. Yes, he won't be good in the first few games, coming off a torn ACL and everything. But people don't understand. He is a beast, as much as I hate to admit it about Chicago. He's a beast, and he's back on a mission right now. He's hungry. We're playing the Thunders, if Westbrook comes back. Well, we don't know how he's going to do. I mean, I have no worries for him by himself. But we know Durant will do much better because, honestly, Durant was nothing without Westbrook. As messed up as that is to say, it is true. You look at games that Durant and Westbrook played together, he went off. You look at after the torn ACL, where was Durant? It got quiet. Come on now, folks. To all my Thunder fans, come on. No. Oh, matter of fact, also to the Rockets, y'all got Dwight Howard. Big deal. His son's probably embarrassed with his father right now, so he ain't going to listen to Dwight. You got Jeremy Lin. Okay. But what did Jeremy Lin do last season? It was quiet. I mean, I know he did good, but at the same time, I didn't hear nothing about him on the news like they did for New York. Yes, you got James Harden. I can't say nothing bad about him because he did his thing last season. And he did his thing on the Thunder, which I still ask, why did they trade Harden to the Rockets? Because James Harden is at his prime right now. And he plays better than half the shooting guards out there right now on the Thunders. I can't even pronounce the other guy's name on the Thunders that they should have got rid of instead of James Harden. But this proves the NBA is rigged, and y'all just make stupid moves. Y'all don't know trades, how to do a trade for your life. Why is that?
Is Steph dropping the mic?
It's not smart at all. Sorry, folks, having a little problem with the mic. That's my fault, though.
Yeah, it's clumsy fingers.
Can't blame me. I'm the clumsy one in the family, all right? Anyway, as for the Brooklyn Nets, kills me. It kills me to say it. Yes, they're going to do good this year. I said it. Ooh, my heart just dropped when I said it. Sorry, got chest pains now, folks. I'm actually admitting the Brooklyn Nets will do good this season. Just because they got Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Well, as for Boston, I don't know what y'all going to do. Rondo, you need to hopefully do very well this season because you got a lot of work to do with the Celtics. Well, folks, go to break real quick. I will be back with more lovely sports for y'all, or more trash talk, I should say.
Get into you. Don't
Now, back with more On The Edge.
What's good, folks? I'm going to do a little something different right now. One, I'm going to do each sport and ask y'all, what is your prediction for baseball? Who thinks the Yankees will actually make it into the playoffs this year? Because it's kind of sad. They're going for the fifth in the wild card right now. That's not like them. They're usually first in first place, but they're playing horribly this year. Mets, I haven't heard nothing about them, honestly. They kind of silent this year. So I'll be surprised if they make it to the playoffs. Basketball, you got so much surrounding each team right now. Will this be Kobe Bryant's final season or next season be his final season? Who knows? Will he get another ring? Highly doubt it with the team they have right now. Will the Nets get their ring this year just because they rebuilt? Nope. Not at all. Will the Knicks hopefully get it? Well, the Spurs, they're kind of old right now, so but still, hopefully they get it. The Rockets, I highly doubt it. The Thunder go sit down. Kevin Durant, go shoot some free throws. Go shoot three-pointers. Go do something with your life, man. Don't get me wrong, I ain't got nothing against you. Just saying. Ooh, the Clippers, they may actually have a chance just for the simple fact you got Doc Rivers as the coach and you got Chris Paul as the point guard. That's a duo right there alone because Chris Paul is an excellent point guard and Doc Rivers is an excellent coach. So they have a chance at it. Celtics, nope. Go sit down. All my Celtics fans right now. Go, please. Y'all are too overrated. Nets overrated. Now, my football teams, Eagles, highly doubt it, even though they got Vic.
Giants.
Of course, my Giants. You know I got to hold it down for them. Of course, y'all going to call me biased because I'm going to say they're going to do good this season. Yeah, of course. I'm going to say they're going to do good. That's my favorite team. Jets, I don't know. They just need to step their game up and something. Pray. Get Tebow back for them. They had a little bit more luck with him. Please get him back for y'all. Or even the Redskins. I don't know how that's going to go for them. I mean, RG3, yes, he's a threat by himself. Then you got the Dolphins. Who are y'all? And y'all are from Miami? Aren't y'all supposed to, isn't Miami supposed to have the best teams and everything? Aren't y'all supposed to be repping Miami hard since y'all got the heat there? See, for all my Miami fans, this is why you should not be a Heat fan at all. You got horrible teams down there besides the Heat. And I'm pretty sure the Heat are sick of hearing negative news about other teams, and they're the only ones repping Miami hard and actually doing something with their lives. Well, y'all had it coming. Y'all got the worst football team. Well, in my eyes, worst football team. And I don't even know if y'all got a baseball team, Miami. Really? Go sit down. Matter of fact, during every game, just go sit. Just don't even play. Don't even play. Don't do it to yourselves. Who else is there? Pittsburgh. Oh, Steelers. Oh, no. I've got the Steelers. for all my Steelers fans out there. Will y'all make it to the playoffs this year? Yeah, y'all will. I'll be proud. I'll be happy. I'll be rooting for y'all. Unless y'all go against Giants, then nah. Okay. As for the Patriots, don't touch Tom Brady, folks. Not underestimate him. I will underestimate him all I want. I'm not a Patriot fan at all. Will they do good this season? Who knows? They lost one of their best players to jail. And then they picked up Tebow. How did that work out? I don't know. You got rid of Satan and then got God on your side? How'd that work? Then you got the Jaguars. Another Florida team. Nope. I don't hear any noise from y'all. Florida, go sit your teams down. Y'all got the stand your ground rules. Y'all got the stand your ground law, matter of fact, and it's working for everybody else. Teach that to your teams. Teach it to both your football teams because they suck. Stand your ground. Next team, please. The Broncos. Yeah, I see them going far because of Peyton Manning. And you got Wes Welker now. That's going to be a duo right there. Then you got Chicago Bears, another underrated team. They're going to probably do pretty good. Vikings, Panthers, I don't even know for them how well they're going to do this season. They're probably going to do a little damage. I'm not too sure yet. Or you also got, jeez. I said the Cowgirls are going to suck, so. Nah, matter of fact, as they're on their way to New York for their first game, tell Tony Romo go jump off the plane. Please. We don't need him. He's just going to throw an interception or get sacked. He might as well just marry the ground because that's where he's going to stay. That's where a lot of people are going to stay this season, is on the ground. And I'm not just saying from the Giants. I'm saying this for all the sucky teams in the NFL right now. I mean, who am I to be talking? I'm just a fan of football. I'm not making any money talking trash about them. They're making more money than me just by standing on the field. I wish I had their job and they could take mine. They could really take my job, though. Matter of fact, hit up Romo. Tell him to take up my job, and I'll take his quarterback position. I could probably take the Cowgirls further than he can. I mean, I know I could at least dodge people better than he can. Don't get me wrong. He could probably run faster than me, but still. RG3, come take my job, matter of fact. Because we know he ain't going to be, his wife is going to take it half of what he has right now. We all see that coming. Unless he got a prenup. If not, then he's just stupid. Who else? Vic? I don't even want your job. You got Philly. Oh, so before my segment's over, with this whole Riley Cooper situation and Vic, I respect Vic because of the simple fact he's not the controversial type and he tries to stay out of trouble. But what Riley Cooper said, I'm not going to say on the air right now because it was mad. It was very disrespectful. Y'all can find that on YouTube or just online in general. It's just wrong. And he should get fired for what he said, or even worse than that. But I highly doubt that will happen, just for the simple fact he is who he is. And Vic paid his dues for his troubles back in the day. That's what I respect about Vic, even though he's on the Eagles. I still respect the man. Just for the simple fact, he changed his life around a whole lot ever since he got locked up. For the better. Who knows? Okay, folks, you know who this is, your boy Monster Miles, you know. Keeping it real with y'all, talking trash. It's all love for every team. Because they all making more money than me right now. So, talk to y'all. I will hopefully see you guys on Friday. Take care. Have a good evening.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Welcome, welcome back to the On the Edge show. Monster Miles doing his thing as usual, making us all laugh and talk about this sport. Well, now it's time to get serious, everyone, so let's get into it. Yesterday, we spoke about part one of the Parenting Chronicles, and we were discussing it from the angle of whether or not we parents should support our children's dream to become stars, either modeling, acting, dancing, singers, whatever the case is. And what happened was, you know, our two panelists that were on last night, you know, got into a very wonderful discussion, and we all came to the consensus that anything can happen, any positive thing can happen out of something that has a lot of negative odds in it if parents are involved. So now the question that we touched on yesterday, which is part of tonight's segment, is whether or not parents becoming the professional managers or agents of this children work in a favorable manner. Can it work? And I have a few interesting references to make, as well as I got feedback from somebody that's very special, and they will know all about it, and they also had an experience with their parents being involved with their career. So the question I want to pose tonight is, does becoming your child's manager, professional manager in a career, does it take away or lessen or shorten the quality of the role that you need to play in this field as a parent? Meaning that all the professional people involved have a specific role they play. They're the ones that get your looks done. They're the ones that get you publicized out there. They all have a monetary investment. They have to make sure that you're okay because you make them money. Now, parents' job should be that they have to keep the balance in their child's character and let them balance out the values of life versus the glamour of the business. Now, not to say that there haven't been successful parent managers, but we've spoken and touched on some bad sides of things. For example, the Michael Jackson and the Jacksons with their father. How that turned out was that practically all of them split up and all of them wind up suing their father or breaking away from their father. Then we have one of the biggest fiascos, in my opinion, is Toddlers and Tiara's mom, Honey Boo Boo Child's mom, where a lot of these parents start to become a little more involved with getting the career done than the actual children are still interested in doing it. Or the children lose interest because of the fact that these parents have now become overexcited and lost sight of their role as a parent, the protective part, the part where they're supposed to keep the sharks away. Okay, so I want to hear from you guys tonight and tell me, what do you feel, okay, is the good or the bad with this? Can it work? Should it be done? Is it a thing that you would recommend or not? I personally believe that family and business don't go. I believe that a parent should be in that child's life should they choose to pursue that career, and should the parents choose to support the move, okay, that the parent should stay in the role of a parent but be informed of the business. That way, if there's any kind of sharp stuff going on or any kind of scamming going on, a parent is aware of it and can protect their child not just on the emotional level or the moral level, but as well as on the financial level. So there is a panelist coming in, and I'm going to definitely get their opinion. So hang on with me as I bring them in. Hi, caller. You're on the air?
Yes, good evening. How are you, Katie?
Hi, good evening, Deacon Williams. How are you?
It's been a crazy day for me today, but it's going to be all right, though. It's going to be all right. Oh. And I'm so sorry that I missed Monster Miles, because I heard he was talking about my Steelers, so. But I'll get back at him.
Yeah, he definitely missed you. I think he did it to get you out of the crowd. Okay. So there's a little construction going on in the studio. So just bear with the little nicks and bangs that you hear in the background.
Okay.
Okay. So we have Miles definitely was trying to get your attention.
Yeah, I missed that because I was like, while I was gone, I got back to the house later than what I expected. So I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, I said, I'm going to miss Monster Miles. I got to get back to the house.
Well, he knows he does his thing. He touched a little bit on a lot of the sports news, including the Riley Cooper situation. And, if anything, I'll try to get him back in on Saturday on the special news segment with the showcase.
Okay, please do.
Yesterday, you were one of our most active, and you and Lady Diamond both had some very, very massive things to say with regards to our Parent Chronicle segment, which was part one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And today, the aspect and the angle that we're coming from is from the parents being involved with career management. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now, I think that we slightly differed in our viewpoints on it. So one of the things that I want to ask and repose is, should parents be involved as professional, authoritative figures involved? Okay, go ahead.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the management part of it, if they're in any type of entertainment business at all, there should be the parents shouldn't be the managers. I don't feel comfortable with that, because that creates a conflict of interest a lot of times, because you're gonna have the parent mode automatically. Manager goes out the window, because you have some of them that are real tight-knit and strict parents, and it's like, do as I say and not as I do. So I don't think that's a good match. What they can do is be a positive overseer with their career. And then make sure you surround your child with people that you can trust.
Right.
You have to make sure everything is a tight ship. It's fine for your child to have a manager, but you have to be able to watch over that manager. To make sure that they're the right person for your child.
And I agree with that, because taking the industry out of the picture, I believe that family and business don't mix anyway.
Right.
Okay. I'm a firm believer of that. No matter how well it goes for a while, eventually something dealing with money or things that people feel they're owed or they're allowed to get because they're family, things to that effect always becomes a problem later down the road. And in the field of the music industry, the acting field, things to that effect, there's already so much stuff that's involved with that on the negative realm. Or
right.
That is a ticking time bomb. So now this is the other problem that I have with parents who manage. And we touched a little bit on some examples of that yesterday.
Right.
But a lot of times parents that manage become overly zealous about having the career happen even long after the child has lost interest. So that
mm-hmm.
becomes a problem between the parents and the children. And I'm starting to believe that a lot of that you know, is what causes a lot of these child star suicides and, you know, drug habits and things to that effect, because their parents became overzealous. We also spoke about some of the despicable outcomes with, for example, the 5-year-old who's in the beauty pageant, the toddler's in Tiara series. Honey Boo Boo Child. That mom, you know, clearly is you don't have to be a psychologist to see that clearly she is so happy that her child is in a field of spotlight.
It's something that she wanted to do at one point.
Exactly. That's what I'm seeing, and it's so crazy. She pushes this child above and beyond even physical limits. And like I said, I never understood why no one had that mom under charges when her child is clearly falling asleep on a network broadcast.
That's a form of child abuse right there.
It sure is.
I
believe it too, and I guarantee you that if this was a certain type of neighborhood, so would the government. You know, but the thing is that she's pushing this child, and I definitely don't agree with young children being forced to believe that the only way they can be successful is to take on images such as, you know, you got to be skinny, you got to have great makeup. And that was the question that we posed yesterday with regards to when is it okay for us to support a child's desire to be in the spotlight. So that was one of the situation. And, you know, now that being said, today's angle, as I said, is from the parents' point of view. We have, you know, Joe Jackson, all right, 9 children, all musically gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, definitely know that at least 5 of his children, you know, bless the music field. You know, they've never been the same since they split up. Michael took off. Jermaine sort of, you know, hung in the wind. And then the other brothers pretty much went to reality shows or did backups or whatever the case is. But look at all their lives, and every single one of them wind up having some sort of you know, crazy expression or something. The way Jermaine named children, the way, you know, Tito's life was going, which I think him and Marlon were probably the most normal.
I'll give you another perfect example. We can go even further back. Look at the effect it had on Gary Coleman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Todd Bridges.
And look, Dana Plato, the one that was Plato's sister, she killed herself.
Right. Yeah.
You know, which goes back to a parent being involved every step of the way needs to be that voice of reason.
Right.
I believe that. And I think that once they become professionally involved, if you're not really sound and strong and able to be balanced, okay, then you start cutting short your parental job. I mean, I feel that way. And I've seen it happen, you know, we've seen it happen. Too many publicized reports about child stars that we, you know, looking at them on the screen being happy-go-lucky, you would never in your life believe that they were going through all the things that has been reported in the news. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I found... We have a perfect example of somebody a little less celebrity and a little more local with us is Jai Music. One of the things that helps her to work is her father and mother are involved with her. Now, from what I see and understand, the mom is not the one that's in the profession, you know, firsthand, but she's the support for both of them, okay? And she's the voice of reason because she doesn't have her hand in the professional pot, whereas David, being the producer, he's also a father, but some of that, you know, it goes more to being more of a manager and a dad, whereas she can just be a mom. You know, so Jai is balanced out there because she has, you know, both ends of the pot. But I truly believe that if you are a parent and a manager, it takes away one from the other. You can't be full at both. But we did bring up Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Uh-huh.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn managed to raise 3 to 4 children, if I'm not mistaken, and, you know, they turned out to be very well balanced. But on the other hand, Goldie Hawn wasn't her daughter's career manager either, but she knew the business.
Right.
Okay, it's going to be a lot harder for a parent to be a professional and a professional figure and a parental figure, but I had the pleasure, and I want to thank her very much for allowing me to say this and to use her as a reference, and she, hopefully I can get her in on an interview in a future show regarding this segment. But Dolores Milligan, for those of you that don't know her by name, let me tell you who she is. She is one of the most prestigious members of the most prestigious group of the 80s called Psy. Believe that later they renamed themselves to the Ladies of Psy. Three wonderful sisters with voices like angels. And what had happened was she answered my pre-broadcast question today, and she said that she believes that it depends on the parent, because some parents have no business, you know, putting their hands in the business because it can get too much. And
right.
On the other hand, her three sisters, her mom was fully supportive. Her parents were very supportive, but she explained that her parents made sure that they understood that it's school and church and home first, and then it's business. Now, I wasn't clear on whether or not her parents were professionally involved or were they just like overseers for her finances. But she said she had a wonderful upbringing and a wonderful structure, and she said that I can use that as one of the success stories of parents being involved that way. So there are success stories, and we both discussed it yesterday, that it definitely has a lot to do with the values and structure that you put to be the forefront of the journey. Now, you, sir, have a niece that's upcoming in the business.
Right.
And she's very well-grounded. I can personally say that. She's very well involved, and her father is a manager for her. But the other thing I see about him, the difference, is he's open to listening to people who do have more professional experience. He's more in there for trying to make sure that nobody takes his daughter for a ride.
Right.
So with that type of mindset, I believe that is a potion for success. But it is a dog-eat-dog world out there, and people become a little more greedy. And if this child happens to be something in the business that is an asset and is a money generator, people start to get a little more deviant. So, you know, it always turns out that if a parent is involved with financials and professional, these professional sharks can come in and start drawing, you know, driving a rift between that bond. So that's where I'm on the fence with it about being a professional agent for your child.
Right.
So do you think, sir, that if a parent is a manager, that it can sort of shortchange their role as a parent in the journey going toward this career? Do you feel that the role of a parent in this journey for a child going into this industry, if they became a professional agent, a professional manager, would this sort of like, you know, take away from what they have to do as a parent?
Yes, I believe it does take away from it. And I think it would cause a very negative attitude and I mean it just it wouldn't feel right to me if I was in that position. I would definitely keep a close eye on the surroundings, the people that my child would be involved with as far as the business goes. But then there would have to be to a point where I would have to say, okay, I'm gonna back away and I'm gonna just be an observer from a distance. You know, and I would give my opinions to my child and let them know, hey, if I don't feel comfortable with this, I'm not only gonna let the child know, but I will let the person know that's supposed to be managing my child.
Right.
You know, so you have to. It's a real sticky subject and a real sticky situation when you look at it. So you have to be very careful because you don't want a negative outcome behind this whole thing.
One of the things that I also thought of and pointed and, you know, came to mind with that dual role as a parent / producer / agent / manager was this. A parent, just being a parent along the way or an informed parent of the business, has the right to, you know, or would say, absolutely not, that outfit is too crazy. I think that's not necessary. Meanwhile, a person that's desperate or you know, more geared toward the industry, the industrial side of it. Okay? Would let's say, you know, improvise and say, okay, you know, the look that is accepted now, the one that everybody's looking at, you gotta look like this. You gotta be hot, you gotta be sexy. And yet if you are a parent that is playing this person's manager, how there gotta come a point in time where you feel a little uncomfortable about, you know, your daughter showing too much skin or your son being a little too gangster like, you know, things to that effect. Like you'll start to care more about imaging. Or, you know, more about, in the end, the image might ruin who you really are or might get people to perceive who you really are in a different manner. So I think that you couldn't possibly do both. You know, you can't do both equally. Because, I mean, that's not my feeling. I think that it would take away from you being a full-fledged, you know, mama hawk or papa dog, you know what I'm saying, when you have to give in a little bit or bend your own morals or rules to fit in with what the industry accepts.
Right.
So I believe that that's not a good thing to do, and I don't think that business is and family mix. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that business and family is mixed because it eventually destroys the sacred bond between people.
Right.
Between family. And if a mother and child or a father and daughter or parents and children, you know, become affected because of this, it's a crying shame. It really is.
Yes, it is.
It's a real crying shame. So I can't see how you could equally be a great manager and then at the same time you can equally be a full-time parent on the road or otherwise. It's one thing for you to adjust to the long hours. It's another thing for you, you know, and it's one thing for you to be able to know that, you know, my child got to get up. It's going to be long this. I might stay on the line for 8 hours and she still might not get accepted. But it's a whole other thing that once she gets signed up, after you've reviewed everything, you got to review. For you to go, oh, wait a minute, my daughter is 12 years old and she's got to wear, a see-through bra because her manager thinks that it's okay. That's where, as if you're just a parent, you could say, absolutely not.
Right, right, right. And I don't want to hear, well, this is what sells. No, not what my child is not.
Right, and if you're a manager, then you got to think about what's best for the career as well. So I'm not, you know, you have to be a really strong person to be able to say, you know, regardless to what sells, as a parent, I say no. You know, as a parent, absolutely not. Because I feel that you're talented enough to give yourself without exposing yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but you couldn't possibly, in good conscience or business sense, you know, go against that if you are a manager as well. See, that's what you get the right to do when you're a full-fledged parent, and that's all you are as a parent, being informed. Okay, so, you know, if there are any of you out there that are currently dealing with a child in the industry and you're a parent and you slash manager and you've been up against this and you feel that there's been ways that you can get around this situation, please feel free to call in and share with our listeners what they can do because maybe this will help them as well. 347-327-9967. That's our call-in and comment number. So please, because I'll be happy to have you join the panel. And we can, you know, we can shed some light on different options. Now, there is a little bit of a static feedback here, so listeners, and I think people is on the line, could you please just kindly bear with me with another tiny break so I can figure out, okay, wait, no, never mind, it's fine. No, it isn't. All right. I appreciate all of you guys that's been out there, you know, sticking through this. So just bear with me. I'm going to send you off with Joe's Compromise for 3 minutes, okay? Be back in a little bit.
Something you just don't know you can't do. I'm the same. let down. Can't nobody hurt you now. I had them all chick after chick, and I let them go when they said to me, you couldn't tell me what I was missing. Oh,
too many hurts, too many feelings.
Shouldn't be easy just to say I'm
changing, I'm walking away.
Everybody, that was Joe with Compromise, one of his newest tracks, and I love it. So getting back to this conversation tonight, to those of you just joining us, we are discussing part two of yesterday's Primer Chronicles segment, and I'm going to bring Deacon Deddy Williams back in just a few seconds. Let me just update the newcomers. We are speaking today from the angle of whether or not a parent can be an efficient full-time parent and also be their child's professional manager or agent. We discussed some of the good and the bad, and we also spoke about how business and family can become a problem. So I'm asking any of you that are out there that have been able to go through this and do both roles efficiently and equally, kindly call in and share some tips, because there may be a parent out there right now that's trying to do both. Maybe it's a little hard for them. Maybe the pressures of giving in to getting their child in the door is a little more pressing than, you know, them holding on to what their morals are. So just one second as I bring in our panelists back. One sec. Hi, Deacon, are you back?
Yes.
Okay, just one second. Let me bring in the other panelist. Okay, welcome to the On the Edge show. Call, you on the air?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Katie.
Oh, hey, Shonda.
Hey, how you doing?
I just recognized your voice. Okay, well, Deke, I'm going to go to her for just a minute since she just got on. So, what have you been listening in enough to know what we're talking about today?
No, not really. I just got back home, so.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a question, and I'm going to have to wait. And I'm sorry, we got some static feedback, so all of you listeners out there, just kind of bear through it. I'll try to speak a little more loudly, okay? Shonda, let me ask your opinion on something. You got a child that's about, say, you know, between 5 and 9 years old. They mm-hmm. want to go out, they saw their favorite character on TV, and they want to grow up and be just like them, okay? Now, your daughter or your son, they know how to They know how to sing and dance. They got the look. They're not afraid. So they come to you and say, "Mommy, I want to go do this." Do you feel that first you should support that at an early age, or do you feel that you should give them a little bit more of, like, some more age on their, under their belt so that they could really understand what they're getting into? Let me start with that because that was yesterday's topic, and I'm going to bring it on to today.
Yeah, I would. If it's something, it's, well, especially a character, I have to really explain to them that it's a person playing that character. That character may not be, I mean, that character may be a false impression of what you really, you know what I'm saying? The person that's playing that character may be a rapist or you know what I'm saying? So I will have to explain to them about, okay, it's somebody behind this character.
Right.
Now, far as a singer or like a Beyonce or a Jay-Z or whatever, and if they have the talent, I will still give it some more years. I don't think 5 and 7, you know, is a good age. And plus, you want them to make their own choices. Well,
right.
I would want them to make their own choices. So that's, I guess,
well,
where I'm at with it.
Yesterday, we touched on how, you know, you and I are parents, and all parents out there can relate to this. Children at a certain age, they don't really know to make up their mind about one thing and stick with it. So, what my viewpoint is, I would not allow them to get to the public part of it yet. I would, you know, if they truly want to do that, I would allow them to fulfill their desires by doing like local talent shows and school things or whatever's in the community. But to actually take them to a producer or a Disney studio or something like that in the beginning to start a career from 5 years old or 7 or 9, no. But I think that at 12 and 13, they start to get a little bit more of an understanding about
mm-hmm.
it. They're still not ready, but at least they get a little more understanding and comprehension of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's when I would start saying, okay, now let's have this talk again. This is what's to come. Understand that if you're going to do this, it's a full-time job. You're also
mm-hmm.
going to have to know how to balance out your school.
Right.
Okay? So,
right.
And that's a must. Okay? So you have to balance out your school. That's going to be a hard job to do because school is hard enough. Understand that your friends might turn on you because you won't be able to go to teach with them or go shopping or do the things you used to do. Because you'll
mm-hmm.
have to be at 6 p.m. to get up
right.
at 4 a.m., you know, so these are the things that I would do from my point of view. Now, the ninth question, the angle that we're coming on today is, do you feel that a parent who, by all means, you know that parent involvement must be is a must, because especially if you're dealing with a child in that type of a shark world, you know, they need protection. So should a parent be also their professional agent? Would that work?
Well, it could work. Then it also could just blow up in your face, especially as they get older, want to know where their money at. They think you spending their money. You know what I'm saying? Look at
right.
Usher. Was it him and his mama got into it, or daddy or somebody?
And look why, because of his
you know,
ex-wife.
Even, who was that, Arnold? Was mad
yes,
at his kinfolks, too?
God,
so, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the first year or two, you know, but far as I don't think I could do it because ain't no kid finna ask me about some money that they said they think they done made, you know, talking about
right.
I'm spending it or, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think I could do it because I wouldn't want to be put in that situation to where
See,
she,
I don't think-
he or she, yeah, you spent my money. We got to, she living in a new house and a new car. But feel like, you know, it was her money and we shouldn't have did it with, you know. I think that would be a headache.
I think it would, too. As we were speaking about a little earlier on before you logged in, first of all, industry aside, as I'm going to repeat this point, I don't think business and family mix anyway. okay?
Mm-hmm.
Money and family and money and friends, it doesn't mix. You lose
right.
a lot of relationships with that because, you know, money, as they say, can be the seed to all evil. And, you know, it could make people who are the best of people become the worst of people. And
mm-hmm.
the worst people become the best of people or become more than the worst. So that's the problem. But this is the other thing that I thought of, okay? I don't see how you can possibly be a full-time effective parent on the road with a child in that field and also be a full-time productive parent because a manager, because there comes a point in time where you're going to have to make decisions as a manager for the better of the career and put your child's best interest on the back end. Because now it's about you have to bend the rules that you will have with your child to accommodate what sells.
Right.
And I truly
mm-hmm.
believe, I really feel that it's, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how balanced you can be. I don't see how you can possibly be a full-time parent where you are supposed to be the one that's there on the road to not just give moral support or emotional support, but to protect your child from the sharks that's out there. And then at the same time, as the manager slash producer slash agent, you can also say, well, you know what, you're 14, so, you know, you got to bring out a sexy image because, you know, sex sells. How could you do both? Because it's going to
mm-hmm.
take one away from the other.
Right. And that's,
I don't see how you can do it. You know, now, given, you know, like I said, yesterday we spoke on, of course, we brought out a lot of what we see. Tell me that you don't agree, but there's been more whack job outcomes of child stars than there's been positive outcomes. For every one success story that you have seen happen to a child that grew up in the industry, okay, you see about 5 disasters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
oh,
then...
Yeah.
For those that had their parents be their professional agents, okay, I've rarely seen, except for one that I'm going to bring up today, okay, I've rarely seen anyone that managed their child not have some sort of scandal lawsuit going on later on or some cutoff point or some shift in management down the line. I've rarely seen that. The
right.
Jacksons, I bring them up all the time. One of the biggest, largest, most popular, most known, most longevity people that there is in the field had their father as a manager, and their career took off after he got taken off the team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the other problem is a lot of these parents are trying to live their lives through their children's careers because they missed the shot when they were growing up.
Yeah.
And I see that. We got the perfect example, Honey Boo Boo Chow and her mother.
Oh, okay. I do not. I will not. My kids watch that. I can't watch it.
I can't. The little girl, you know, not her, but what her mom is pushing her to do and the demeanor that she's taking on because of what she's being allowed and taught to do. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
Annoys me. Because I would probably want to, like, you know, pick her up by the seat of her pants and shake her and put her back down again. I mean, that's the things that she says. You better redneck and eyes. You better this. Because I'm Honey Boo Boo Chow, and I'm just, I will go bananas.
What she said, dollar make you holler.
Yeah, you know, things like that. Come on, she's 5 years old, what, 7 now?
I don't know how old that little girl is.
You know, exactly, and that's the other problem.
She a hot mess.
I can't see myself being the parent of a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old, telling them that they have to dress up in makeup, they have to dress up in high heels, they have to dress up with long weaves and extensions in their hair, get their nails done in tips, okay? Because
you do it, and when you do it at 5 and 7 and 9, everybody see you. Who gonna look at you when you turn 19 and 20, 21? You did this already. Ain't nobody paying you no attention.
Yeah, and at 5 and 6 and 7, you're doing nothing but feeding the pedophile fodder.
Right.
You're giving fodder to the pedophiles. You know, you're going to sit there and stroke their egos, you know, for lack of a more decent word on the air. Okay? And you're going to have these guys thinking, you see their mamas be dressing them up. And then you got this really silly woman who birthed this child, talking about, come on, shake your butt, Honey Boo Boo, on national TV.
No.
like that. Her child is falling asleep on a talk show, on the air, online, on a video going viral, that she's asleep while she's supposed to be being interviewed on a television show, and they're laughing it off. I'm sure they're not laughing behind the scenes. And her mother's getting when I give her go-go juice. Lord knows what's in that. And, you know, I can't see how you can be a parent who has got the job, the right, the obligation by God and by law to protect your child from the horrid outness out there, and be a professional person who says, on the other hand, you know, spike that skirt up above your knee just a little bit more, wear that heel a little bit inch higher, and go out there with a little strut in your step, because you know what? People are looking for hot. They're looking for sexy. You know, or you're in a photo shoot at 12 and 11 years old, and the photographer's going, kiss the camera, baby. Come on, show me what you got inside. You're not supposed to be no inner tigress, nothing. You're 11.
Right.
And back in my day, 11-year-olds barely had any bumps or curves or anything. We were straight as a board. The fact that the agricultural department now is over-steroiding the meat and the cows and all this other stuff, and these children are being the result of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I can't, I don't believe at all that as good as you can be, all right, that you can be a full-fledged parent doing the role that you're designed to do as a parent, especially a parent of an industry child on the road, and then also be a professional manager, a person that is supposed to get a percentage of what you do in that role. Listen, I don't see it, because it's definitely gonna shortchange one role from the other role. In order for you to give one to the other, you can't do it. Now, do you remember the group Sky?
Sound familiar. Sky.
Okay, they sang that song in the 80s. It was called Call Me.
Sky.
Okay, Call Me. If you need someone to talk
to,
that's okay. Okay.
I thought that was a... That ain't Climax?
No, that's Sky. And
okay.
All of you listeners, do not make fun of my singing, okay? So what happened was Dolores Milligan, okay, she answered my pre-broadcast topic today, question today, which pertained to the topic tonight. She is one of the ladies of Sky, okay? Absolutely amazing, wonderful woman. Talented, she can dance, she's a sweetheart, you know, everything that there is to know. She graced me and gave me the privilege of answering the question today, which gave me the extra bonus of having an expert in the field. Talk about it. She had her parents be involved in her career. Okay? Her parents did watch over her and her sister in the group, and did pretty much parent them throughout the way, and did watch over their finances. Now, I'm not clear on whether she said they were actually professional managers, but she did say that they had an absolutely wonderful and very successful structure going into the business, because their parents enforced God, school, and values first. And they were parents to see to the end. Now, I don't know how well they could have fared at being professional managers also, and saying, yeah, honey, you got to get a little more, show a little more cleavage, or raise your foot a little more, show a little more leg. You know, because that was the disco era, and the disco era at the time was full of everything.
Okay,
that was just, everything was budding on the field, from coke to drinking to everything was in the field, and everybody was at a club almost every night of the week. Okay, so, you know, how they survived and grew up to be great people and not become drug addicts and all the other things that took place was attributed to a lot of the fact that they had parents that, you know, kept their foot in their neck. Three amazing sisters. And Dolores, if you're listening, thank you very much for allowing me to use you as a reference point. I please wish that you can grace the panel with your presence one of these days.
Jenny!
But this was one of the things that we brought up. So there are success stories, which you could clearly see takes extra work. Because going in, you're already up against a few odds. So that was one of the things that I wanted to bring up to shed some pretty light on the situation. But let's look at what's been taking place. We have Britney Spears. Had a great relationship with her mom during the Mickey Mouse Club. Winds up having some split problems with her mom later in the industry. Not to mention, we all know what a hot mess she became.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan. Heath Ledger. Yeah, Heath Ledger killed himself early. You know, River Phoenix, overdose. Things to that effect, all these kids that grew up in the spotlight had problems. Like you mentioned, Gary Coleman having issues with his parents. Okay, the same parents that stood through him with his kidney problems, with his health issues, with all the stuff that took place. You know, here comes the professional sharks buzzing in his ear, trying to cut that obstacle out of their way, and wind up having this boy in court with his family.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that they're not parents out there who play this role and really do take these children's money. But for those parents that are out, that are in it for the love of their child, okay, you know, what does this look like for them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just a sad thing. But I personally don't see how you can be a full-time, full-fledged, effective parent in that role and then be a manager too, when one role of compels you to bend the rules on your other role.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I could do it.
I couldn't
like
do
I
it
said,
either.
Maybe a year or two, but if I see this really, we really going somewhere, we would have to probably find somebody else to take over because, like you said, I'm not finna have you hiking your skirt up at 14 just because sex sell and I'm your mama. No, I'm no.
I couldn't do it either. I've seen plenty of performers that have been very successful that have not had to add into that. I don't think Michael Jackson ever put on a gangster's uniform and to be successful or to go with an image. I don't think he ever did. Okay, he winds up making trademark out of sparkling sequins and one glove and sparkling socks, but I've never seen Michael Jackson or the Jacksons, for that matter, you know, come out with torn shirts and, you know, toting guns and talking about, you know, I'm a killer bee, you know, I'm a striker hoe.
Right.
You understand? And to this day, Michael Jackson's music still sells.
Mm-hmm.
You can still pick up a Jackson 5 record and love it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at Linda Carter. She used to be Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right? She is the most beautiful sex symbol of a person candidate that there is. But she made a rule. I will never in my life take my clothes off on camera, nor will I sleep with any other man on camera but my husband. Now tell me she wasn't a hot tamale in her day.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't need to go out there now. Wonder Woman's outfit. Okay, we will give it that. But her alter ego was a military person. And yet when she got on stage to talk in interviews, this woman made sure the world knew that I have respect for myself.
Right.
As a matter of fact, she was one of the few people that we spoke about yesterday that Hollywood didn't get caught up with in scandal. Angela Bassett, another talented, beautiful, amazing woman. I have never seen her take her clothes off or have to go out there and, you know, except playing Tina Turner. But I've never seen her degrade herself as she says as the most sought-after actress in everything that there is in movies. And she and her husband don't allow their personal life to become a Hollywood scandal.
Hmm. You got a handful.
Yeah, that's about it.
Probably one handful.
But you know what? That handful continues to adjust with the time. They continue to have their dignity intact. You understand? That's the whole thing. All of these other kids, look where they wind up going. Look at the Kardashians. You know, this mother, I wanna take like one of those things they used to flog in the old days with. You know, and just, you know, go across her back a couple of times. When Kanye West and her daughter, which by the way, frankly to me, she's doing professional pimping, in my opinion, with her own kids. Okay? Kim Kardashian, known as being what, the past clown girl? All right? But when she finally supposedly now got to a dignified, domesticated type of situation where she settled down with a baby, you know, baby now and all this stuff. When she was pregnant, her mother had the nerve to get upset with the unborn child's father because he refused to allow her to leak the story about Kim's pregnancy, but he did it himself because she felt that the Kardashian name is a name brand. And the baby's announcement would have brought them more money, and she could have negotiated some real dollars. Don't you have enough money already? Your grandchild is a marketable object?
Mm-mm. Wow.
I'm just saying. Your grandchild is a marketable object. A baby who's not even in the world yet, you've got your hand on their head. Makes me really think about whether or not I would ever say yes to my young child being in the spotlight that quick. They are battling so many things without the media in regular life, especially with today's generation. And to top it all off, what we would be saying yes to, the industry they're going into now, has less federal protection than it once did. Look at basketball wise. You understand? That sells sold by how many fights were happening. And they weren't fake fights. They were really fights. Glamorizing girls getting pregnant at 16. And how many deadbeat dads at 16 could sit there and call their upcoming baby mama a hoe on TV, having guys idolize them for standing their ground. Do I really want to say yes to my young child that quickly and not be a full-time parent? If I do, I don't know.
Wow.
But I firmly believe that parenting and professional agencies don't mix. I firmly believe that.
Yeah.
Okay? And I believe what you said. I think a year or two while you're trying to find a person you trust, while you're learning the business, because every parent in that field should know the business that their child is getting into. And what they don't know, they need to ask. And if you choose a person to stand up for your daughter or your son, that person should never be impatient with you having questions.
Right.
Never. If they want to dismiss it or not give you a straight-fledged answer, they're not for you.
Mm-hmm.
I do the same with my physicians. If I walk into a doctor's office and I want to ask you 50 questions, you better be taking 50 questions worth of time to answer them for me, because it's my life and my body. Anybody who does not have it in them to be patient enough to accept any questions that you have, any skepticism, any curiosities, should not be part of your child's team.
Right.
Now, I weren't in yesterday. I shared my daughter's story, and my daughter was 8 years old. She's 17 now. Ever since the girl was about 2 years old, this child was dancing in front of a TV, and she wanted to be a dancer, okay? Now, the problem is that a child at that age don't understand past the glamour. They don't understand the commitment and what it takes, and, of course, her father felt that, you know, we both got excited. You know, Disney was calling for her to come and audition and, you know, certain things. And she was in this little, like, talent agency that was recruiting open calls, looking for fresh faces and children. And she got called back and somebody really wanted her. Okay, so we went through the whole hoopla. We did about thousands and thousands of dollars worth of new clothes and photo shoots and traveling and open calls, all of these things. Now, my 8-year-old child only understood that she got called in and that she was going to be in a big old studio to get an audition. She didn't understand that you got to practice all the way through, even when you're done, even when you're in the field. So she didn't really practice. She didn't understand why the girls that were waiting with her, okay, were still practicing in lines and asking their mom to help them practice. So she felt, well, we're here already. So one of the things I do as a parent was to back off and say, okay, you got to understand, if you don't practice, you're not giving it your all. Okay, because even if you're here, you're really not here until they say so.
Right.
She wind up getting past the first call. She got a second call back, and then she didn't make the second cut. But that was the biggest disappointment that lasted months on end for her. And that was one of the things that I was against, because I didn't want to bring, you know, subject her to that type of disappointment, because it's a competition. As much as we're telling our children that you're beautiful the way you are, these industries are not, because an image sells. And it's not so much about how talented you are as much as how good you look.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really rough thing to do. Really rough thing to do. So I don't see how you can be a full-fledged parent and be a full-fledged manager as well. One of those roles is going to be compromised.
Yeah,
one of the roles can be compromised.
Yep, so I'm going to have to give.
Now, overall, you say you don't agree with, you know, like you said, you could do it for about a year or so. Now, do you believe, let's say it went well in the beginning, do you think that being in that role tends to raise or increase the chances of that parent becoming more involved with the career happening for the child and the child themselves at some point?
Well, me personally, I probably would have to step away out of it all, because when it comes to doing more than what I expect her to do,
right,
which is, you know what I'm saying, which will, they say will be, this is what's in now. You know, I think I would just have to step back and just, y'all go head on and do it. And things I see and I don't approve of, oh, I'm going to let you know.
Right. Now,
but
one of the things that I thought about was, I brought up basketball-wise. Do you remember, I don't know how long, if you watched it and if you did, how long, but there was a season in which Tammy Roman had two daughters that wanted to pursue a music career. And Tammy was their manager, at least in the beginning. But the daughters felt that Tammy was overboard with certain things and would interfere with the direction in which they wanted to go. So I think by the next season or by a couple of episodes later, Tammy had to back out, and she was a little slighted by it. She felt a little hurt. But, again, my question I'm posing to you is, do you feel that if a parent is in that position, that it increases the chances of the child starting to feel less enthused with continuing, and the parents refusing to let the child back out because they want it more than the child does? Do you think that that can happen more so if a parent plays both of those roles?
Yeah, you know, because if they, especially if you being the manager and the whatever and the whatever, and then they feel like, oh, I'm getting tired of my mama, you know, and don't want to do it. But you want them to do it because that's something, you know what I'm saying, you want them to do. They want to do it, but you pushing them and put, you know what I'm saying, pushing them, then I don't blame them if they, no, we're going to have to find somebody to be our manager. We're going to have to kick mama to the curb. Mama going to have to stay mama. It's either I'm going to quit, mama going to quit, something got to give. I don't blame them.
I believe that a parent in that role can, you know, being your own child's manager, okay, you're going to want success for them far past just being your client. You understand? You are going to push them twice as hard. You are going to push for those extras. I think so. And I think eventually that starts becoming a fact where, first of all, it's my kid, so I want my kid to be the best at it. Now, imagine if that's what you feel. How many times did we talk about the parents at the Little League sports game that go bananas, you know, and make it harder for their kid, or make their kid lose interest because of the spin the parents put on it or the pressures the parents put on it? See, That is something I believe. Now, these parents are not even there a professional anything, and they can cause that to be and get stupid themselves. So imagine if they want their angels to be the best or put them up in the spotlight from the sidelines and the bleachers. Imagine what you would do as your own child's manager, putting them in the spotlight. You're going to push them twice as hard from both angles, not
right.
just as your
but
best.
But if they, I think if they want to do this, you might have to give them a little kick every now and then. But to keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them just because you want them to look good in the spotlight, you want them to, but they don't really want to, I think that's where your problem is at.
Right. And
you
I
know.
Think that a parent in that field can actually, I think a person in that field can actually cause their child to lose interest even if they still do want it.
And
you
I think so, too. I think so, too.
And that's where I think you should just be a parent. Because your
and that's
job
what I like about, what's that Olympian, Gabby Douglas?
Yes.
She wanted to become an Olympian. She wanted to, she loved gymnastics. So her parents didn't have to push and push and push. You know, they had to make some sacrifices because I think I heard she had to end up going staying with another family, you know, or something like that. But, hey, this is something she wanted, and she got it. And she back with her family. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Mama shouldn't have to push and push and push unless that's what the mama wants you to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah.
I think that as a parent, you can be able to push your child the right way with encouragement and then reminding them from a parent's point of view that, remember, you wanted this. And I explained to you the way that it goes. And, you know, no matter what you do in life, if you want it, you got to work for it. It's not going to come. Then you chose a field that already is a 50-50 shot. You understand? So you can't give up now if you truly want to do this. But then that there might come that time where maybe you need to start asking your child beyond that, like if what the basis of this interest is. Well, why are you feeling this way? Are you truly ready to give this up? Because if you are, we'll walk out right now. Because that has to be an open option of communication between you and your child. You really do have to let your child know that no matter how much or how great it sounds, if they want to give it up, you support that too.
Right.
You know, but it has to be that you understand where it's coming from. And then you, if you are that person's manager and parent, you got to allow for your child to say, it's you. I love you and everything, but there's certain things I want to do, and I don't think it's going to be productive for us to be able to do it with you being my manager. I need you more as my mom or my dad.
That's where you have to stand down at, you know. You have to just take that and okay, well, hey, we're going to have to figure something out. But I am going to be here to let you, you know, I'm still be here no matter what, but if I have to back down because I'd rather for you to keep going and I'm not a hinder to you. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to be a hinder to you not accomplishing what you should accomplish. And if you, especially when you want to do it, when they want to do it, that's something totally different. You know, they want to do it, they going to get it done.
I will say, you know, Honey Boo Boo's mother, she's a definite product of, you know, I could have been a contender, but since you're in the game, I'm going to push you for me. Because I think that child, there was plenty of days when they showed the reality show that Honey Boo Boo was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do this. She'd rather go play Barney or do whatever it is she wanted to do. And her mother was like, absolutely not, you're going to do this.
Oh,
and
okay.
I don't
see, that's too much.
That's her doing it for her child. That's her. Jackson, they had revealed that Joe Jackson was once in the music industry for himself as well. And I don't think his career took off because I don't know any Joe Jackson songs that belong to Joseph Jackson of the Jackson.
Right.
I know Joe Jackson that I used to think was him, but it was a Caucasian guy that sang another song. All right? But I've never heard of any of Joe Jackson's songs. So definitely, he had the let's say, the the bonus or the extra push of being their father, so he could sort of manipulate them using the father angle and the manager angle, so to sort of his way and live through them. All right? So plenty of parents are out there doing it for them. And it's costing the child a lot more. And you know what? Half of those children could have possibly grown up to be great stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You understand? Great stars with still a great parent relationship intact in the whole nine. Janet Jackson, I guess, got smart, but look how crazy she's been with certain things. You know, you could clearly see that she was under such a tight rein. She decided to go, hell, I'm out of this now. I'm going to go do this, 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 and this.
Mhm. Oh yeah. And that's funny because my 15-year-old, when she was younger, she was just wanted to be the ballerina. You know, we took her to the practice or whatever. And one day we was like, "Okay, you ready to go to practice?" She was like, "I'm not going today. I go tomorrow or the next day." I said, "No, you have to go to practice every time it's practice. You know, if this is what you want to do." Baby, she ain't been to a ballerina concert or dance or practice since I don't know when. I said, so therefore, this was something you liked it for a minute, but it ain't something that you really want to do, you know.
Precisely why I believe that you should give your children a little more age under their belt before you get them out there to the public part of it. That's why I believe that. I do believe that a child should have a little more understanding of what they're getting into before parents say, okay, let me take you by the hand, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out there. If they really want to do it, they need to practice for local talent shows, local competitions, you know, things like that, because you know what? It may not be the big thing, big kahuna, but they'll at least have an understanding of practicing, getting your rest, you know, going over your roles, the hair and makeup, the production time, all of that, because even a school play has, you know, uniforms, has makeup, has wardrobe. So give them a little taste and getting their feet wet that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lashonda, I want to thank you for joining in tonight. We are down to our last 3 minutes in the segment, and I want to thank you very much because I always enjoy what you have to say. And Deacon Williams had to leave us, but thank you very much.
Okay.
So, just, you know, stay tuned tomorrow. I'll be posting a new topic tomorrow. But I thank you very much. You're always very insightful and you're very supportive.
All right.
All right, then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Listeners, that was Lashonda Mosley of Flint, Michigan, and she... Definitely, her along with her husband, those of you that are out there on Moose Sports Mouth, the sports page on Facebook, that is never uncolorful, trust me. They always have such a great input on the panel, and they always have such great ideas because they are, too, raising two daughters, and they're also in a neighborhood that has been labeled one of the most violent. So they have a lot to say and a lot of input from how they're keeping up their end of the bargain through the fray. So, listeners, it's okay to support your children's dreams, but, you know, parents, we have to know how to be parents and stay in a parent's role, because when all of the other stuff falls short and falls back, we're always going to be their parents. And that's what they're going to need most. So, till tomorrow night, everyone, be blessed, be a blessing, make a difference, and I'll see you here tomorrow night at 8, okay? Thank you.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.